I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We have both already removed our shoes on the flight for comfort.
Yeah,
and the next thing I feel...
No.
Is his foot brushing up and down the exposed side of my ankle.
Oh my God.
He's coming on to you.
Oh my God.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hey, ho, ho, ho.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. Hee, ho.
Oh, wait,
whoa,
what is that?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What is that?
I don't know.
You've seen that before.
We're going back to our a cappella roots.
We are.
We are in a brand new studio.
Woo-hoo! Does it look any different to you guys?
We are missing some bubbles.
We are.
If you are a member of the Patreon group, you will know that already. Mm-hmm. But the bubbles for the visual people will be returning. But hopefully for the audio ladies and gentlemen, this is exactly the same.
We have soundproofing up.
We do.
It's like we're in a little cocoon of soundproofing.
It feels very cozy.
It is. It sounds cozy.
And we have some beverages.
Oh, so the
what have we got in here, gents?
If anyone's watching maths, you know exactly who I sound like.
They were out of matcha.
There's a lady on it. She sounds like that.
Are you enjoying
like this, oh my God, it's incredible.
Is it one of the best you've
seen? One of the husbands last night tapped.
No.
Tapped into the wife on her ass. And kissed her on the neck.
On the neck?
This is the classic. Be warned. This is the classic, oh, you know she's not my type of person. I don't like her. I would never
hang out with
her.
The girl you were told not to worry about.
And she's the one he probably fancies the most. Why would I do that? You know she's not my type of person. I've told you before. Gaslighting.
Yeah, he's slapping her ass and kissing her neck.
Because he was obviously... Sorry, I messed down. So he was obviously trying to see what is...
See what he could get.
Yeah, see if, you know, she would be like, ooh. you know, lean into it. Mm. But no, she's told people, he fucking kissed me on the neck and slapped me on the ass. And then his wife's going, why did you do that? And he's like, this is her wanting her 5 seconds of fame. What a clout chaser. You know how I feel about her. I dislike her. She's not my type of person.
Literally the one they told you not to worry about.
Honestly.
That is so scary.
Right? And I'm watching like, and then the wife is like, yeah, you have told me that, yeah, she's not,
God.
How do we get there?
The smoothies I was asking you about.
Because of the lady, the lovely lady.
So you are enjoying maths.
Sophia, I mean, it's alarming to consume.
Is it one of the best you've seen?
Oh, I'd say it's up there, absolutely.
It's up there, yeah. I mean, they're all good, really.
Oh my God, I
Married at First Sight Australia.
Yeah, it's up there. I mean, the way that they find some awful men.
And put them with these poor women.
It's crazy.
Mm. There's got to be some success stories, though, among the crowds. Mm-hmm. Is there any mass babies? There's got to be.
Martha. Oh, you didn't watch that series. I said, yeah, they've got baby. So they're all babies.
Okay, so there are some happy endings.
Yes, and there's a couple of couples who are really happy and really
getting that's good.
But there's obviously the couple of twats.
Mm. I'm watching Yellowstone. I'm listening to country music now. It's got me on.
Oh, this ain't Texas, boy.
Yeah. We listen to Beyonce's new album too. Anyway.
This ain't Texas.
What's ours? what's in our smoothies?
So this is
Delicious, by the way.
Oh, so it's it's actually the best. Like, you know when when it's like summertime and you're like, I don't want, not that I have a hot bowl of porridge in the mornings, but yeah, I just can't handle a hot bowl of porridge. Something cold and crisp and to quench my filling and
almost a meal.
Nutritious,
as one would say.
And delicious. Oh, nutritious and delicious. So what is in this? I believe it's just bananas. Bananas, dates.
Cacao.
Almond butter and cacao.
We like peanut butter now.
I like peanut butter within things.
We never used to like peanut butter.
I just can't get with the texture of it on its own. Like the way it sticks to the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, I don't mind it now.
Really?
I wouldn't dive in with a spoon, yeah, but I have it often like just Greek yogurt, blueberries, peanut butter mixed in. It just gives it some bind. It gives it some like...
Some weight.
Yeah.
Some nuttiness. What did we used to get a scoop of it on?
Acai bowls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is pleasant. Yeah, so I take all my bad words back.
Yeah. But we used to hate it. Mm. But how our taste buds develop, it's really interesting.
Well, have you seen Aldi have got this new orange wine?
No.
I want to try it. It's called Rosso Orange.
No, so not rosé, not pink.
Well, it's pale. Oh. It's like a pale orange wine.
That sounds delicious.
It sounds delicious. I'm like keen to
try.
Aldi. Rosso Orange. I feel like I saw a TikTok. I mean,
that sounds delightful.
Yeah, it does.
I'm sure Fiona will be buying that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Welcome back, guys. Happy Wednesday. It is Boy Talk this week. And our question of the week. We have taken inspiration from last week's question of the week. Because that was a hoot. About craziest pet names you've been called. And we had things such as Goblin, Baby Hippo, Curvy Jelly Bean.
Curvy Jelly Bean is ridiculous.
Potato Face.
What was the beefy what?
Roast beef.
That's where I draw the line.
So we've taken it a step further this week and we've said, what does your partner call your lady parts? The lady garden.
My lady's garden.
What would be our phrase? Sometimes we go quite clinical and we just go vagina.
Yeah, we go with the science. We say the vazoon. Oh, we say vazoon.
Vazoon.
Or say my vag.
Yeah.
Vagina.
My fanny.
Fanny would never come out of my fanny. I would never say fanny.
Yeah, I would say fanny, my vagina. Yeah. You're a vagina one.
I go, my vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never really gone for Lady Garden.
Lady Garden.
I've never really gone down that front bum. I've never really gone down that way.
I mean, my mum used to call it front bum.
Yeah, it's cute.
It's my front bum. I mean, technically, it is your front bum. It makes sense. For kids, it's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, my front bum. Because what you meant to say, my vagina. It, my front bum is, it's perfect.
My front bum, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I know people who call it a Mary.
A Mary? I've never heard that.
So sorry to all the Marys.
I've never heard that.
Neither had I.
Quite holy.
Yeah, it's
biblical.
Quite, yes, it's quite...
sacred.
Sacred. Mm. This is sacred ground. This is the Mary. Mother and Jesus, isn't it? It's like God and the Holy Spirit and Mary. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see what the men in our lives, or the women, are calling our lady parts.
A puss. Oh, please. I'm going to be sick. I'm going to be put off my smoothie.
Ham sandwich.
Oh, God. Okay.
Ham sandwich.
Thank you.
Minky.
Oh, that's cute.
I like that. That's cute. Fifi. That's my mum's nickname. She'll have to change that. Piss flaps.
That is horrendous.
I hate the flaps.
Because it opens when you piss and closes.
The bat cave.
Bat cave.
Okay. Pum pum.
Oh, that hurt. Pum pum.
Peach, that's cute.
Peach is cute.
Someone's put Miss Keisha. I don't know how this happened. Oh, this one I don't like. Minge.
Minge.
I hate that one.
You dirty minge.
Puss.
Puss.
Valerie. Gertrude. Oh, we've got Mary, like you said, and Bloody Mary. What am I thinking?
Oh, I'm going to start saying that. That's amazing.
It's Bloody Mary.
Oh, it's Bloody Mary. It's like a horror movie, Bloody Mary.
Like the drink.
Yeah, but I'm picturing like a Bloody Mary.
I'm picturing Tabasco sauce, stick a cucumber and a straw.
I'm picturing, you know, Sydney Sweeney's new movie in that cover art and she's got blood all over her face.
Oh my God, bloody.
And because you've not seen Saltburn, have you?
No. And he goes, it's not my genre.
He goes, good job, I'm a vampire. Goes, licks her out, she's on her period. He goes, good job, I'm a vampire.
Is he actually a vampire?
No, he's not. That's why it's crazy. Good job. He's not even American, is he? He's English. Good job, I'm a vampire. Oh,
get the onions. Get the garlic.
That is the only line I remember from Saltburn. Good job, I'm a vampire.
We've got the slit.
Okay, the clit slit.
We've got hoo-ha. Smelly beaver. Refers to it as a person. He goes, how's she doing? I like that.
I like that too.
My flaps. Nunny. Nunny. That's quite a cute one.
Nunny's cute.
Flower. Diamond.
Oh, that's nice. Precious.
Gina.
Gina's nice.
Meat wallet. Tuna pocket.
If anyone ever called my pink vagina.
Bits. I like pink bits.
A tuna pocket. I'd never recover from such
but
a
also,
comment.
I love tuna. So, like, don't.
Yeah, we had tuna yesterday. Don't put me.
I have tuna like every day for lunch.
We love tuna.
Don't try and put me off that. Fanny, nun, nun, nunny, Venus flytrap. Puff, juice box. That's fun.
Juice box is fun.
We've got another Mary. Yeah, I've never heard this before.
Yeah, neither had I.
The big bush.
Big bush.
The Vigenny, as my name is Jenny.
The Vigenny.
I've seen like six Floof. Of these. Axe wound. I've literally seen six of those. How crazy is that?
An axe wound.
Laquifa. Oh,
is it beaver? Because it's, you know, if you were to strike someone with an axe, it'd be like that kind of shape.
Yeah. Hand warmer.
Nice.
Puppies. Pancakes.
Pancakes is cute.
Milady.
Milady.
Sandwich.
Okay.
Furry. Air fryer.
Okay.
Zip. Ooh. Miss Lady Lips. I like that one.
Miss Lady Lips.
Patricia.
Patricia. I like Patricia.
Lots of nunnies.
Yeah.
Tuna box.
Tuna box.
Another juice box. Susan. Susan's in there.
Season's a classic.
Oh, I've gone off it by accident. And then what should we finish on? We've got here...
Give us a cracker.
My boyfriend used to call it jewelry box.
Wow, what a nice ending.
That's so cute.
The jewelry box. It is, it's precious jewels.
Permission to enter the jewelry box.
Yes, it's, you need a lock and a key. Right?
Oh, that's pretty.
That's
makes
really
it sound
pretty.
All sparkly.
Oh, sparkly. I like diamond.
Yeah, diamond. Diamond. I do like Bloody Mary.
I'm going to start using Bloody Mary because we're Bloody Marys.
We're Bloody
right
Marys
now.
Currently.
That's what we should start
completely
referring
synced.
To. Completely synced. Mm. We're doing
are you
well,
Mary
though.
Or are you Bloody Mary at the moment? We're Bloody Mary at the moment.
All you have to say is Bloody Mary. You can start saying it at school. You know when people don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like.
Or you could even try and work it, make it sound conversational. I mean, ugh, Bloody Mary. What's she like?
And we go. Absolutely. And then
secret
no one knows
code.
What you're talking about. Secret code.
Yeah.
I like secret code.
Me too.
You know, when you're in big,
big
for
groups.
Sure. That's
it's nice to have
I
your
mean,
own language.
Friends who develop their own languages.
Oh, so
you know, like
fun.
When like that's.
We tried to do it once. Do you remember?
I mean, very hard to
very
master.
Very hard to master.
Because how on earth?
Well, I.
Do you do that? How do you go about that?
This is a very random story, but my granddad told me a story once that he, as granddads do, he went on holiday once when he was
you
a young man.
You told me this, yes.
Him and his friend went on holiday when they were young and they met these two girls who'd made their own language.
Yes.
And, but basically all they did was, it took a lot of practice, but I can see how you can get there. It was something like they put an A at the end of every word or at the beginning of every word. They basically changed the first letter of every word for an A.
Right.
And the first letter they put on the end of the word.
Oh, okay. So
let's say like...
If I wanted to say hello.
Let's say bathroom, it would be a thrumba.
A thrumba. Love it. So let's do this. So
a rumba.
That's a good rule to follow.
It's good,
actually.
Yeah. So put an A at the start and the first letter, put that at the end instead.
A hit.
So everything starts with an A, which is kind of difficult with some words.
Elsga.
Air. Look, it'll be air.
Elsga.
Elsga.
A thrumba.
A thrumba. It's kind of fun.
It's really fun.
Okay, right. It is boy talk, and we've got some bloody brilliant
dilemmas for the bloody Marys.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Let's go. One, a lot of people's fantasies, I think this one probably is. What is it about airports and getting people in the mood?
Well, I mean, you know, if I could write a film, I would start it at the bloody airport.
Me too.
You know, one of my best...
Britney Spears, Toxic,
there
let's
we go.
Go.
One of the best films I ever watched was Walking on Sunshine.
With Leona Lewis,
and that started at the airport.
You've watched that a lot of times.
That for me is on par with Mamma Mia.
Really?
Yeah.
You do like that a lot.
Maybe not quite, but it is fantastic. Mm.
We're walking on.
I mean, it makes
you feel. I only watch
it
once at your house.
And that starts at the airport.
But I enjoyed it a lot.
It's such a feel good.
But I would watch it again and have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, I've not watched it in a few years. It's kind of crazy, actually. It's the sister,
It's a boyfriend.
So it's this late, quick synopsis. Mm. So that's like, let's just picture
Spoiler
this.
Alert.
That's like me going on holiday. And then my sister saying, surprise, I'm engaged to this guy I met here, you know, in Greece. And then I'm like, oh my God, I had a romance with that guy. And I was in love with him.
Wow.
But my sister doesn't know. And you don't tell, and neither of you tell anyone. And then you end up with him and your sister's like heartbroken.
What happened to the sister in the end?
The sister was like accepting of it because it wasn't true love. And she realized that they were actually in love. It's actually deep, but
that's
it's like
such a crazy story.
It's such a like fun film. It's, yeah. It doesn't make you cry. It's like a happy film.
Mamma Mia vibes. She's got three dads, doesn't know who it is.
Exactly.
Meryl's like, dead in number two.
Yeah, and it's like if you deep that, like we should be crying at this movie, but we're not because it's
happy songs.
Dancing Queen.
Okay, so back to the airport.
Yes.
Dilemma number one of this week. We have airplane snuggles with a stranger.
I mean, traditionally, you know, when you're sat next to a stranger on the plane, I'm hands and feet to myself.
Yeah,
fucking
this
hell.
Is my seat. That's your seat.
Do not cross the boundary.
Mm. The boundary. So, she said, thank you for the pod. It's truly healing. Is it really?
That is a very nice thing to say.
Thank you so much. A confused and guilty Susan here. I need your help to make sense of my feelings.
Okay, let's get it.
Let's do this. Last night, I traveled solo back from a week away visiting family who live in another country.
Okay, stop.
I arrived to find that I had been allocated the aisle seat next to a very attractive and tall male who also appeared to be traveling solo. Let's call him Steve. This is the start of a magical movie plot. I can feel it already.
Truly, best movies and books start this way.
They do. I said a friendly hello and took my seat. I think nothing of this, simply acknowledge his attractiveness and then not continuing to give much thought to him or the passengers around me.
Yeah.
The airplane began its ascent and I started watching a downloaded movie on my phone with my AirPods. Sorry, smoothie. I just burped. Burp. I started watching a downloaded movie on my phone with AirPods and subtitles.
Yeah.
I could sense Steve constantly peering over and reading the subtitles, clearly enjoying the movie choice. Okay, yes, he's kind of thinking, I'm just going to watch your film on your phone because you have subtitles on. Steve tapped my arm and politely asked if I could get up so he could use the bathroom.
Okay.
And as he did, our eyes met and he held eye contact with me for a split second longer than expected.
This is a movie.
He was extremely handsome, gave me a smile, which made him look slightly nervous and shy. When he returned, I decided this would be a good time to try and get some sleep, as I was less likely to be disturbed by toilet breaks for a while.
Yes.
So I put on my satin eye mask, relaxed back into my seat. Mm-hmm. Almost instantly, I could feel the warmth and pressure of Steve's arms as he rested it next to mine.
Pressure.
This is a big
so
bicep.
So is that just like two forearms?
Yeah, sharing just a, no, I think you're sharing a...
The armrest.
The arm. You're sort of leaning that way. He's leaning that way.
Oh my God, you guys.
These budget flights don't leave much room for personal space. So I wasn't too surprised by this, as we did have to share an armrest between us.
Yeah.
However, next I feel him shuffle over, pushing his leg up close next to mine. This is such a thrill.
Steven.
So we were making contact all the way down one side of our bodies. This honestly felt really comforting. And as my eyes became heavier, I could feel myself leaning more into Steve.
Wowzers.
Wow.
Wowzers.
We had both already removed our shoes on the flight for comfort. Yeah, and the next thing I feel...
No.
Is his foot brushing up and down the exposed side of my ankle?
Oh my God.
He's coming on to you.
Oh my God.
The tension between us was palpable and my heart raced with all the physical contact. I drew the line at allowing my head to rest on his shoulder. Although I could tell that he was encouraging this. As the thing is, I've been in a relationship for 3 years.
So you currently have a boyfriend?
A wonderful one at that. Well, he should have been next to you on that plane. He should be letting you fly alone because God knows what can happen.
With sexy strangers everywhere.
I found myself in the moment half asleep and fantasizing about leaning in more to the snuggle with Steve. I'm sorry, a stranger stroking your ankle on a flight.
I mean, for me, I go, fuck. I'd literally like probably unless let you, out a shriek.
Unless he was handsome and you felt the chemistry and you were leaning in.
Yes, yes. I mean, you obviously were feeling some crazy
She felt comfortable,
vibes.
Yeah. So I found myself in the moment half asleep, fantasizing about leaning in more to the snuggle with Steve.
I mean, that's and impossible the kind to of, sleep when your heart is beating like that.
Yeah. The kind of late night flight pillow talk that I would have initiated if I were single. It felt like something out of a steamy romance novel.
It does.
A chance encounter on public transport with undeniable chemistry.
It does.
Among my excitement, the guilt of it all began to creep upon me. So I shifted my body away and pointed my legs towards the aisle, continuing my snooze without Steve's touch.
You know, and that's clear that body language, it's not open right now.
It's closed.
It's closed. That was, I don't know what that was. Don't know how my head found its way to your shoulder, but I've got a rock.
Yeah. I'll be shifting my knees towards the aisle.
Yes.
After a while, I built up the courage to lift up. Oh my gosh, she's got her eye mask on the whole time. You would have been freaking out under there. I built up the courage to lift off my eye mask and face reality.
Shitting myself.
Either Steve felt slightly rejected by my shift away from him, or he thought I was completely out for the count and unaware of what went on. When I looked over in his direction, our eyes did not meet. The airplane began its descent and we shortly disembarked the aircraft. I walked ahead into the airport and when I looked back over my shoulder, he was nowhere to be seen. I don't know how to feel about this.
Oh, is that all we've got?
I truly love my boyfriend. He is a phenomenally good looking, career driven, my best friend, and I wholeheartedly see him as the father of my children one day. I feel guilty for enjoying this chance encounter with airport stranger Steve. While we did not share much conversation at all, but the tension between us was undeniable. Mm. I am torn between forgiving myself as I was harmlessly sleeping and inevitably making eye contact with another passenger on the cramped flight, or have I majorly overstepped a boundary. I know for sure that exciting moments like this are not worth the loneliness and heartbreak of ending my beautiful relationship with Brian. For context, before I met Brian, I enjoyed many short-lived whirlwind romances. I feel as though I have now found the perfect man for a long-term stable relationship, which brings me so much happiness. However, I have always been a sucker for the honeymoon period and that like,
yes.
Yeah, those desires, the early days. Will the passing of time solve this or do I need to take action? Please, please hit. I think she's obviously very confused, she's saying.
Overthinking.
Because she really enjoyed this
experience.
Airport snuggle.
Yeah, because then she's kind of asking herself, why did
I feel guilty?
Why was not my reaction, you know, repulse? Why was it to
Co's in?
I mean,
I think you're fine.
I think you're fine. I mean, it was just a lapse in judgment.
It's happened to the best of us.
I mean, it's not okay. We're not condoning.
But you didn't. You were asleep.
But you
didn't do anything.
You know, sometimes when you're asleep, right, you're in a different world.
Yeah, you're in a haze.
You're in a haze.
He could have been a hit. He could have hypnotized you for all you know.
You could have mistook him for your own boyfriend.
You could have got confused.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think
sleeping pill before a flight, that'll do things to you.
You know, a Zoplacone, for sure. I think it's, I mean, I wouldn't like to picture my boyfriend on a flight.
Absolutely not. I'll go ballistic.
Snuggling up to a sexy stranger. I mean, it's quite a concerning thought for myself, actually. And then for me to never find out about it.
Ignorance is bliss. Don't tell him.
An ignorant, for yeah.
What? You're going to cause problems for no reason.
Well, I think, first off, just forgive yourself and know, okay, that was out of character. It was merely a blip.
It was
in
more
time.
All of your thoughts, I think, that you're feeling guilty for, not actually the actions. Really, what happened was you were seated next to someone on an airplane. He was a very attractive guy. You thought, fucking wow. You shared an armrest and you had a snooze. That's all that happened here.
And there you go.
But in your head, you were thinking, oh my God.
Does it mean more?
Tension. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So really, I think you're just feeling guilty for your thought process. Mm. But
and at least,
luckily, Brian's not a mind reader and he will never know.
And he did feel rejected because he didn't try any of the advances. He didn't try to talk to you. He didn't try and, you know, which is good. So he got the message eventually when you decided.
Could have been a whole different story. You could have started speaking to him. He could have said, so, like, have you got a boyfriend? You could have said, no. Oh, can I have your number? You know, you didn't lie.
Form an emotional connection.
No, you just had a bit of a cozy snooze on an airplane.
A cozy snooze that you don't condone.
You won't be doing
that
again.
You won't be doing again.
Secret safe with us.
Your secret safe with us. I mean, as long as this is not a regular occurrence on the airplane, you know, strangers, no one knows.
Yeah, who am I going to be next to?
Yeah. I mean, it's very rare to be next to an attractive man on a plane.
Very rare, yeah. It sounds like you're very happy with your boyfriend.
It does.
Lapse in judgment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're okay here. Inside, you've probably shit yourself thinking,
and you're allowed to be attracted to someone else.
It's almost like that feeling when you dream that you've cheated on your boyfriend and you wake up thinking, oh, shit.
Oh,
and then you have that feeling of like, oh. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, oh, actually, that was all really just my thoughts.
Yeah.
And that was, I think this encounter for you was more your thoughts.
Yes.
Than the physicalities.
Yes.
When we break it down.
When we break it, it's just the stroking of the leg for me.
That was crazy.
We won't speak. We've never had a vasectomy thing before, have we?
I don't think so.
I don't think we have in our 5 years here.
I don't think we have.
We haven't.
You can get them reversed, can't you?
You can, but there is risks involved.
It's not guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. I think you can reverse it, but it's not like, oh yeah, just reverse it.
Got you.
Brian had a vasectomy and has given me an ultimatum. What type of ultimatum, mum, ultimatum? Are you giving me? Firstly, I mean, everyone go watch The Ultimatum on Netflix. It's fantastic.
Mm.
You've never watched it, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, have you?
Well, no, I haven't.
No, you haven't.
I've just heard a lot about it through you.
When the couples give their partner an ultimatum.
Sorry.
Keep it down over there.
Every last drop.
No, honestly, it was perfectly blended.
It was so smooth.
You know, because sometimes I've had it before. It's like you get a big chunk of banana, it makes you feel sick, and then it puts me off the smoothie.
That was perfectly blended.
Thank you, Juice Baby. Firstly, I'm a big fan and a long-time listener. Aww. Love you, girls. So here's my dilemma. Thank you. After many years of disappointing dating experiences, I have finally found someone I can see myself being with long term. However, there is a big catch. Oh, God.
Right.
I met a man, let's call him Brian, on Hinge. Brian is 32. I am 28. From the start, it felt different. We had a lot in common. Our dates were really fun. And he's super sexy. I feel like I need to just have some water.
Take a sip of your smoothie. She's got all heated up from that airplane dilemma.
Oh, there we go. I just had a bubble in my throat. Naturally, things progressed and we had sex. It was great. I mentioned before that I wasn't on the pill, expecting him to suggest using a condom. But no, he said we didn't need to because he's had a vasectomy. So okay. Can they still ejaculate?
I don't know.
Lucy, do we know?
Yes, Lucy's nodding.
But it just doesn't have active sperm in it. Is that what that is?
What's in it then?
It's just the phlegm.
Ew. Where's the? It must look different.
We can't see them swimming around. Let me just Google it.
It just must be spermless ejaculation.
Spermless ejaculation. Oh, are they dead? Sperm. Maybe they've been deceased.
They've been killed off.
Can you ejaculate? Can you?
Do you remember at school when they showed us an ejaculation?
No.
In science. And it was the worst thing ever. We were like in year 10 and they showed it to us. It was so scary.
I really don't remember that.
I do. Okay, it scarred me for life.
So a man who has had a vasectomy still makes semen and is able to ejaculate, but the semen doesn't contain sperm. So they're different things. Semen is not sperm and sperm is not semen.
What? I thought they were the same.
But the testosterone level and all other male sex traits stay the same.
So semen but not sperm. So I thought sperm was semen.
What on earth?
What? Sperm is the tadpole thingies.
Yes.
That you need to make the baby. Semen is not obviously then.
So guys, if any of you have had a vasectomy in the past week, you can't ejaculate for 1 week.
Be careful, it may cause some
discomfort.
It's tender.
So let me just quickly Google, what is the difference? What is the difference between
semen and sperm?
Semen and, here we go. Sperm are a part of semen and certainly not part of sperm. Semen is the white fluid that comes out from the penile. That process is also known as ejaculation when sexual intercourse culminates. Sperm is the male reproductive cell and is only a component of semen.
So
semen is just the fluid.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it's just like, that's the semen. But the sperm is within the semen.
It's within there.
The more you know.
Wow, every day's a school day.
Wow, the more you know.
Thank you for that lesson.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've met a guy. He's 32. You're 28.
Been on a few
You met
dates.
Him on Hinge, couple of dates. You go and sleep together. You've said, oh, by the way, I'm not on the pill. And he said, no worries, I've had a vasectomy. But this is a guy, you said you've had bad luck, a lot of bad luck dating.
Yeah.
But you really like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so, okay, we can have sex. Without
semen, no sperm. Heavy on the semen, hold the sperm.
You see, I've had a vasectomy, you see. Heavy on the semen, holding the sperm. I was shocked, having never expected this to be the case, especially someone in their early 30s. Yeah, yeah, it's a big decision. Obviously, he knows I don't want kids. Or maybe he's had kids. Brian explained that he has always been 100% certain that he does not want kids.
Oh, okay.
He also has a huge fear of being baby trapped. And after years of strong consideration, he decided to have a vasectomy. Okay.
Okay.
At the time, I didn't think too deeply of this, especially as it was still early days. We continued to date and sleep with each other for 3 months. During this time, we became exclusive. Right, so you're okay with the idea of not having a baby?
Well, she must be.
Well, you must be. Things were going great. However, the vasectomy was a bit of an elephant in the room.
I don't think she's okay with it then.
So you're not. Yeah, because for me, I'd be like, oh, well, okay, nice
this
knowing you.
This is the end of the road. Yeah.
Because it's unfair to you to even like give it a go.
because to this even guy, have fun, because
this guy
sometimes having fun can lead to feelings, and you never, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, and you can't,
and then it's just like, okay, I'm heartbroken, and I Brian has just left for a 3-week work trip. Okay, so I think you've been, so you're exclusive now, you've been seeing each other for 3 months. Just before he left, he told me that his previous relationship ended because his ex decided she wanted children.
Yeah. Okay.
Brian doesn't, so he is, this is,
it's not changing.
It's not changing. Brian does not want to have to go through this again. So he's given me a deadline to decide if I want to have children by. Fair play.
Fair enough, yeah.
Do you know what? I appreciate him
taking action.
Yeah, because also he wants to find a partner who's on the same page.
Yeah, he does.
You know, and he deserves that. And you deserve that too, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, fair enough. To put things simply, if I think there's a chance I might want kids in the future, then we will break up. If I decide that I 100% never want to have children, we will stay together. I'm not a classic maternal girl and have never been certain if I want to have children or not. As a single girl in her 20s, living her best life, it is simply not something I've ever had to think deeply about before. My gut feeling is that I probably will not have kids. Oh, okay. However, am I crazy to 100% rule it out now? My girlfriends, let's call them Sally and Susie, have said that if they were in my situation, they would end the relationship with Brian.
Okay, however, well, that's interesting to know.
Yeah, however, they are both currently in long-term relationships and can see themselves having kids in the future. So it is different for them. Hmm. None of my friends have kids yet. Will I feel differently when they start to have kids? I'll be there, and I'll be there with Brian knowing we will never have that. Or will I embrace the fun auntie role? So girls, what do you think I should do? Am I being foolish if I end the best relationship of my life so far, just in case I want to have children in the future? Or should I continue to roll with it, knowing it could end in heartbreak if I do decide later in life I want to be a parent?
God.
Do not go ahead with this relationship.
No, because you don't know.
You don't know. And I feel like there's something, like you said, like, if someone has a baby, you know, you might spark stuff like he's always known, no kids for me, goodbye. Mm. You don't know that. So,
and I also think it's making that decision whether you want to have children or not, whilst being in a relationship, can cloud your judgment. Like, I think that's a decision you need to make when you're a single person. You know, it's not, can't be influenced by other people. It's a you decision. And because you're kind of on the fence, you could easily be swayed right now because of the person that you're with, because he doesn't want children.
Exactly.
But, you know.
And you could think, oh, well, you know, I'm fine to not have kids as long as I've got you.
Yeah.
You know, but, and then what if he breaks
it
with you?
Give it a few years, that could be very, you could feel different about that.
And what if he breaks it with you when you're 40? And then you're like, oh my God. My eggs are all dead. I wish I'd had a child now. Mm. You know, or you know, it's like I sacrificed that part of me for this guy, and now we're not even together anymore.
But if you don't want kids, then you would be at peace with that. But just because she doesn't know, yes. And you can't, I don't think
I
you can decide
in case she like changed if her mind was changed, yeah, just because she was with this guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
And then you're like, oh fuck.
You were influenced by his.
I think it's giving danger zone. It's giving like, this could end really horribly.
Yeah.
Like.
And he wants to be with some, he deserves to be with someone who's 100%. On the same page as him. Yep, never wanted kids. I know I don't want kids. Mm-hmm. Not even on my radar. Mm-hmm. Brilliant. He deserves that. You deserve to be with someone who's on the same page as you.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it happens, it happens. If not, I'm not sure. Like,
yeah, like, yeah,
I've
we're
not
still
really
young,
thought much.
But,
yeah, we'll see what happens. But, I'm not ruling it out, but I'm not pressuring you to get pregnant next month. Like, you know, I think, I just don't think this is going to be a match.
And I think, yeah, you're, to make a decision like this now is, you don't know.
You don't too, yeah, it, you don't know.
And I'm with Sally and Susan.
Me too.
If your friends know you, they see you, they kind of know, they've heard about this guy and their opinion is, don't go ahead. I'm with Sally and Susan
Me
as well.
Me too, I think.
And if this was Sophia as well, I'd go, well, you don't know. Why are you going to be with a guy who, so you're going to fall more in love with this guy who doesn't want kids, who's not even capable of having kids, even if he, you know, by some sort of miracle wanted to change his mind, he's not even capable. Mm. then you're 4 years deep, and then there's going to be
10 years deep.
10 years deep, and we're going to have this huge heartbreak, and it's just
for something that we always knew.
For something that we knew within the first 3 months.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You need to decide on your own as just a single girl living life whether you want to have children or not. Mm. Before you tell anyone, before you commit to someone who 100%. Doesn't.
And there are going to be other great guys. Yes. I promise you.
They are. There really are.
There's going to be other great guys who you can laugh with, have a great sexual connection with, do amazing fun dates and have this vibes with.
Yeah.
But like this vasectomy thing and the children thing, this is so big. Relationships should end if you're not on the same page about this.
And you're not.
It's and you're not.
Because you're not sure.
And because you're not sure. And that's not being on the same
this
page.
This is where you need right? to sacrifice. This is where your presence, your current day self needs to look out for your future self. You've got to put your current self through a bit of heartbreak and misery to protect your future self. Yeah. That's what you've got to do right now.
Because it's shit. You're going to have to end something that's pretty good right now. And there's no issues now.
Yeah.
But it's like,
for the sake of your future.
For the sake of the like 32-year-old you in 4 years' time.
Mm.
This is no bueno.
Yeah.
Is it?
Good luck.
Good luck.
It's a really hard one.
It's really tough, that.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today. Baby.
Okie dokie. Sounds like I've got a bit of a web here. My boy best friend told me to break up with my boyfriend. Okay. Religious listener here.
Okay, thank you.
I have a serious dilemma. Okay, we're concentrating. Okay. Almost 6 years ago at college, I met a boy named Brian. Nice. I instantly fancied him, shooted my shot, but we just ended up as really close friends.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's interesting. You know, that's the one Very thing about these male and female friendships is it's always my fear that
if it started from a place of attraction, it's not going to continue.
Yeah, it's like we've been friends for 6 years. Oh, how did that friendship start? Oh, well, I hit on him.
The underlying attraction on my side never went away. There has been flirting from both of us over the years, yet we fell out of contact a bit when we both entered serious relationships.
Okay, naturally.
However, we would still speak and ask each other for advice. I think it's worth noting here, we have never been properly single at the same time.
Oh, interesting. Well, this is one day.
About 2.5 years ago, I got into a relationship with Steve, who I am still with today. Brian and I had drifted at this point as he was fresh to a relationship also. Mm-hmm. However, he messaged me a lovely message saying something along the lines of how nice it was to see me happy with someone who seemed to really love me. Brackets, my ex was a twat.
Okay.
I had told Steve this at the time, wanting to instantly squash any of that boy best friend stigma.
Yeah.
We had a heated discussion about it at one point. However, after this, we didn't really speak of it again and things were all good. Okay, so your boyfriend is aware of your male friend, Steve.
And
Brian, sorry.
And got heated.
Yes. Yeah. In autumn last year, Brian started to message me more than usual. We hadn't spoken properly for a good few months at this point, and I felt excited about it. I decided to keep it quiet from Steve, my boyfriend, not wanting to make it an issue.
Yes.
Okay.
Got it.
That's telling, I think.
Yes, because...
But I understand also why you didn't want to say it.
Me too.
If he saw any messages, I would have happily talked about it. However, I didn't want to make it a big deal. After all, we were just speaking as friends. Brian told me he had broken up with his girlfriend, which then made sense as to why he'd be messaging me more.
Of course.
Even though they were all innocent, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I felt Steve and I were going through a rough patch and I was considering ending things. It's very convenient. I spoke to Brian about this, who told me that if I feel like that's what's best to do, then do it and do what, and I should do what makes me happy.
Right.
We spoke about how hard it is to leave someone when you've really created a life together, etc. And we had a really deep heart to heart.
Okay.
This whole time, no matter which relationship I've ever been in, I've always had Brian in the back of my mind. Right. We have kept in pretty regular contact. I should probably also add here, we work in the same industry. Mm-hmm. So we do have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
However, I have not seen Brian in person for a good 5 years.
Stop it.
Until the other day.
Stop it. I thought you guys were like, maybe like, I don't know.
I got the vibe they were more pen pals, texting, keeping in touch.
Whoa. Okay.
Mm. Steve and I were out at the pub to watch the football. We had a tiny row before getting there, so tensions were a little bit higher than usual. We walk into the pub and lo and behold, who sat there? Brian.
Right, this is the invisible string theory.
Steve notices instantly and tells me to go over. However, I felt so flustered already, so I told him I would once we'd had a table and gotten settled. This irritated Steve and his back was instantly up. Eventually, we go over to Brian and his friends to say hello and sit down with them. At this point, Steve was quite drunk, whereas the rest of us were fairly sober.
Right.
Steve was incredibly defensive and hostile, being really quite rude to Brian and his friends, leaving me beyond embarrassed.
He sees him as such a threat.
I really don't know how to act or what to say. Steve then went to the loo and Brian's friends went out to the smokers, leaving Brian and I alone together. I let out a deep breath, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Oh. Brian leant back in his seat, looking really deep in thought, and told me I need to break up with Steve.
Mm.
So he's seen you and Steve, and he's witnessed his behavior, and he's thought, need to break up with this guy, what are you doing?
Well, because he knows, you know, you've been chatting about what's been going on recently.
My heart was in my mouth. He went on to say how I was so easy to speak to, etc. And Steve just didn't match my energy.
Mm.
Then he looked me in the eye and said,
no.
Are you happy?
I'd melt.
Because you could be happy with me. No, he didn't say that.
Ooh, imagine.
Steve and the other boys came back before I had much of a chance to answer.
Right.
We left shortly after with Steve drunkenly shouting at me in the street, which may
Steve.
I add. Yeah, he sounds like a bit of a twat. I had messaged Brian when I got home apologizing for the whole situation, to which he told me it was fine. He hoped I was okay.
Yeah.
Steve and I woke up the next day and I explained to him how his actions left me embarrassed and upset. We both half-heartedly apologized and sort of brushed it under the carpet.
Right.
I have still been speaking to Brian as normal and we have not mentioned the other night since.
Okay,
so you've not revisited, you know,
the breakup talk.
I really don't know what to do here. Prior to this, I had been having doubts again about Steve and had even given him an ultimatum.
What was the
bringing
ultimatum?
Bringing it full circle. To work on his coping mechanisms or she'll leave.
Yeah.
Overall, we have a really solid relationship. However, his reactions to some issues in his life lately have left me questioning the long term. This incident with Brian has also made me so unsure on what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So girls, please help.
Yeah, I didn't like how Steve clearly sees Brian as a threat, because he went in there and was being rude to Brian, trying to assert some sort of dominance over the situation, to try and belittle him.
Yeah, because a couple, like in the past, it was, me and Steve are friends. Oh yeah, I actually hit on him and that's how we became friends. So most people are going to be like, okay, I don't really like you that much. Yeah.
And then Steve sent the message. He's seen the message that Brian had sent saying, I'm glad you're happy. I mean, he should be happy about that.
Yeah, he should be happy.
That's a nice message.
Yeah.
I think for me, it's giving
movie magic.
It's giving movie magic, jazz hands.
It's giving novel.
It's giving cast me as the main lead.
Yeah.
And let's get
it's Milady Mary. Let's get
Zac Efron as Brian and let's get going. Yeah. Because for me, it's giving invisible string.
Why
you're telling me. You've not seen this man in five years.
Yeah.
And you're telling me at the moment that your relationship is kind of in a bit of a crisis and you've been thinking about this man, You see him at the same pub.
And he's broke up with his girlfriend.
And he's single and says to you, you need to end it with him. If we'd
be
learned,
silly not to.
If we've learned one thing from one day,
mm-hmm.
it's to follow the fucking invisible string.
Or the red string, as
well. Otherwise, it's going to end in fatalities.
And tears.
And tears and heartbreak, because we've seen how that goes. We've seen Anne get mowed down, and we've seen the lady from One Day of the Series get mowed down.
I think here, you've got nothing to lose. I know you like your boyfriend, you've got love for your boyfriend, but he doesn't sound like he's blowing you away. He doesn't sound like the man of your dreams.
Shouting at you in the street.
No, he sounds like just one of those boyfriends that we all sort of have.
Come and go.
Come and go, but not like the one that's changed your life. So I think you could let this one go. Without much remorse.
And merely the fact that you were thinking the other day that you might break up with him.
Yeah.
That to me
and
is
then,
like...
And then, like, you finally are going to have your questions answered because you and Brian are going to be single for the first time...
Ever. Together.
Ever. Together. That then leaves the floor open. And if something's going to progress, it's... If something's going to happen between you two, it's going to happen then. If something never happens between you two, then it's like, well... We had our chance. We were both single at the same time and it didn't happen. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. Mm-hmm. But I think you got to give yourself that chance. I don't know. It sounds very movie magic.
Steve, to me, does not sound like the man of your dreams.
No.
Brian might not be.
Yeah.
But Steve right now is not giving.
He's just getting in the way, I think.
He's just getting in the way. Exactly. Like, he ruined your night the other night. He was drunk. He was shouting you in the street.
You've not been sure about him.
You were kind of thinking you might break up with him before. You're going for a rough patch. It sounds like it's just one of these boyfriends that needs to go.
Just needs to go.
Yeah. And then we can see what happens with Mr. Big
Mr.
Brian.
Big B. And he did tell you to break up with him.
And also, he's known you for a long time. He's seen you with other partners. I feel like he knows you.
Yeah.
And merely the fact that you're keeping the text secret and it's giving, like, you know, this is more than friendship.
Yeah.
You're just going to bite the bullet.
So who's going to make the move?
He's already single. Mm-hmm. Break up with Steve. He's bad news.
Little text to Brian. Should we meet up?
Would you like to grab a coffee with me? Don't tell him over to just say, would you like to get a coffee with me on Friday?
Be great to catch up.
Maybe give yourself a few weeks to heal from the breakup just to, you know, recoup yourself. I don't want you to go in super emotional to this coffee with Steve, with Brian.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Not to, though. But yeah, I agree.
Do you know what I mean? Just like end the relationship, sit with your feelings for a bit.
Try and give it 3 days.
Yeah, at least 5 working days, okay? Monday to Friday, okay?
Yeah.
And then we can see him on
Wait
the
for the weekend.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Wait for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you guys are going to just snog it out and
see what happens. This is part of just, you know, you just need to be young, wild and free and see where the wind takes you, you know?
Wow. To be in your 20s really is a blessing, you guys.
It truly is.
We're all really lucky. Most of us here who are in our 20s. Some of you are not. So this is also fine.
You're also welcome here.
You're also welcome here. But it's about, exploring the connections. And, you know, so there's been something about Brian since the moment you met
him.
Yeah,
and you owe it to yourself just to see if it's even anything.
You do.
If it's not, it's not. But if it is, wow, this could be the best
it's
thing
like,
ever.
I saw this TikTok last night of this lady and she's 53.
Oh, yeah, tell
and,
us.
And she's just moved to New York on her own to pursue her dream to be on Broadway.
Wow.
And she was like, jazz hands. And like high kicks and like, and I was like,
begins at any age.
Life begins at any age. Just go for it.
Very inspirational.
But that's what my point is. I don't want you to wait till you're 53 to pursue Brian.
It'd be too late.
I mean, you can. Might not be too late, but he might have kids then.
Yeah,
wife,
things
married,
will be different.
Things will be different.
Think of all the years you've lost that you could have had together.
Exactly. The time
all the memories
nigh.
You could have made.
There's something, the string, you're on the string. And the universe
it.
Keeps
Follow
bringing
the
you
string.
Back together. Follow the string. We're going to lighten the mood. Okay, we're just going to lift this up a bit, okay? This is not all doom and gloom. Because, picture, you're on a date.
A first date at
that. A first date at that. I wonder if this is the first time we've met him or her. Probably.
Most likely.
And he farted on the first date. I mean,
what kind of fart? Could you just smell it? Did you hear it? Were you thinking, you've shit yourself?
The thing is, it's It's like the only thing you need to do on a first date is have good manners and control your fucking bowels, all right? All you got to do is clench the cheeks.
That's it. Just hold it.
For 2 hours. An hour.
Just literally hold it.
You're sat, you clench, release, clench, release, clench. It's very simple. Good manners.
Just keep it
and
tucked.
Bowel control. So it's giving like, this is Mr. Farty Pants.
Mr. Trumpy Bum.
Mr. Trumpy Bum. If we're going to embark on a relationship with this man, let's be prepared for farts.
Yeah, yeah. I'm interested to know
are within the first date.
When people show you their true colours.
He's showing his true colours straight away. Right, let's see how this goes down then. Hi, girls. Love the pod. First time writing in, but I want to hear your take on this. ...
It's not giving like sexy, wow, yeah. You're so handsome.
You know, we need the illusion that no poo. We need the allure that no poo ever passes through your behind. You know, and it's like, you know, it's going to be a good 2 years before I'll be able to even smell one of your farts, let alone hear it. Right? So please control your bowels.
Please.
For context, I'm currently living and working in Australia on a working holiday visa.
Stunning.
So this is an Australian fart.
Wow, hot and sweaty one.
Hot and steamy. Hot and sweaty from all the avocado I over there. Haven't really dated much here. I've just been focusing on myself and enjoying my travels. However, Brian came into the bar I work at. I clocked him and thought he's fit and decided to serve him next. Love it.
Nice.
Funnily enough, he's from an area close to me at home. So we instantly connected and bonded over home. Oh, that's really nice. I was being nice and decided to only charge him for single shots. But I was giving him double shots in his drink. Don't tell my manager, lol. Cute. He kept coming back to the bar and chatting to me. After the third drink, he asked for my Insta and DM'd me later that night after my shift. Nice.
Nice.
I felt giddy and was excited to meet someone in real life, as I am not the biggest fan of dating apps.
Yeah.
He asked me on a date and we decided to have a beach day.
Oh, this is so exciting. A beach day.
A beach fart.
A beach. In the sea. He saw the bubbles in the water.
A beach fart.
He probably thought you wouldn't hear it because the beach is so noisy. It was obviously louder than he thought it was going to be.
Oh my God. The date was going well. We'd had a nice lunch. He paid, which is a standard I have for the first date. Absolutely.
Absolutely, m'lady.
The chat was very easy and we even got into deep topics about life, family, the world, which I like because I'm not the biggest fan of small talk. Yeah, you guys dive deep.
Yeah, you go deep, kids.
He was telling me a story. Oh, no. He was telling me a story. Then all of a sudden I hear a toot. And so does he. He goes, did you just hear that?
Please don't, if you're gonna do it.
I all grew up like, yeah. And I started laughing. It was funny, but he was so embarrassed, but I couldn't stop laughing. I didn't want to make him feel more embarrassed. So I just made a joke about it and was trying to move past it. He kept laughing, hiding his face.
He was so embarrassed.
I can't believe that just happened.
Okay. This is all right.
Like, same, babe, same.
Oh.
Did you hear that? I would not acknowledge it. I wouldn't acknowledge. I just try and make more noise. Yeah. You know? Okay. Try and make the
room. Oh, then that was my shoe.
Make the same noise. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That was a sand.
Is that my seat?
I was definitely a crab.
Right. Definitely a seahorse.
I like to think I'm easygoing. I know farts are natural and everyone does it. Mm. But I won't lie, girls. It took the romance out of the first date. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the illusion. The illusion and the allure is gone.
The sex appeal.
Because you're just thinking, if you need to go, please, you know, if you need to go and release.
Yeah,
you know.
it's just not sexy. That's all it is.
Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure on whether or not we had a sexual connection or not before that happened. Right.
Okay, so it wasn't...
Mr. Farty Bum.
Yeah, the chemistry wasn't massively there either.
Yeah, however, I feel bad, but the fart low-key gave me the ick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think if there's one ick that we're allowed to have is, yeah, farting on a first date.
It's going to kill the mood.
It's the allure and the illusion.
Even if he was embarrassed and he felt bad, I do feel sorry for him in that way. But I think if you were already questioning the sexual attraction and then there was that on top of it, it's a nail in the coffin, I think.
Yeah, it's
hard to come back from that.
You know, it's not giving, oh, kiss me now.
No.
And I can't imagine getting into bed with this man after this. Am I being overdramatic? And has this happened to either of you before?
No.
I find it funny, but I feel like the connection might just be a friendship thing now. He's a really sweet and genuine guy, which is what I'm looking for. Therefore, I am annoyed at myself for getting the ick. Do I move past this and go on another date with him? Maybe I need more of a romantic setting, like a low-lit bar.
Yeah.
A nice
dinner.
A couple
drinks in you.
With wine, you know, some alcohol to make my mind up. Lots of love. Please come to Australia.
Ooh. I think you've got the right idea there, actually. Why not go on a second date? One more. There's no harm. Sometimes first dates can be a bit stiff anyway. I mean, he was obviously feeling very loose. That's why he...
he was relaxed, at least. At least he felt comfortable around you.
But I do think that, because at the end of the day, everyone farts. So, and you know, otherwise you're going to get trapped
in
and it can be very painful.
We don't fart. From us. Ladies don't fart.
So, I wouldn't let it put you off him.
Yeah, because dates are awkward and you are just like...
I would give it one more date. But I think if you're not feeling the chemistry and the sexual attraction, then I don't... Then, it's going to fall flat. But maybe just there's no harm in giving it one more
maybe
go.
It was the setting. I mean, obviously in Australia, probably a beach date is probably a good first date.
My worst fucking
for me,
nightmare.
That's my worst fucking nightmare. So, I mean, kudos to you for going through with that. For
sand,
me,
sand, hair going everywhere.
Sand,
what, no makeup?
Wind,
I'm in a bikini.
Sweat.
Yeah.
Just the raw sun on my raw body, just in the sand.
On my pale frame.
Just, you know, and then having to chat for the first time, and he's topless, and I'm seeing thighs and feet and knees and
feet,
and he's looking at my, you know.
I guess we're just not Australians.
Yeah, we're just not used to the beach.
We're not used to the beach.
They are used to the beach. For them, that's a coffee date, I imagine.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
walk in the park.
That's so sorry. We didn't mean to say all that. So yeah, maybe a low lit. I mean, that's our preferred.
Definitely.
Low lit, soft haze.
Soft lighting.
You know, I can barely see you. Yeah. That's probably
the way.
You know, just because also we're easing in. It's,
yeah.
You know, the first three dates can be a bit clunky.
Ease in.
And that's okay. You know, and look, that's going to be something to really laugh about.
Exactly. It's a funny
from
story.
From now on, maybe try and see take the humor out of it.
Let's take the beauty out of it.
Take the beauty out of it. So maybe...
There were three losers in one fight.
Yeah, three losers. If you, you know, you sound like you had good chats.
Yeah.
You were attracted to him initially. Don't know if that's something. I think. I mean, you must have liked
it. It was a nice story about him meeting you at the bar where you worked. I personally,
if
one more try.
If this was so, I would say, go to a sexy wine bar.
And see what happens.
He can put on some, you know, you've not even seen him in clothes.
Yeah.
That's the problem with these beach days.
Yeah. What
it's
do
like
you wear? What's
some,
your style?
Like, his style could be completely.
Yeah.
So I think let's get some clothes on. Low lit. Couple of glasses of wine.
See what happens.
And let's get close. Open the body language up. Hopefully there's music. So if there's any toots.
You know, won't be heard.
They won't be heard. I mean, it must have been a silent beach.
It must have been, yeah.
Because when the waves are crashing, and that's loud.
That's noisy.
So...
Bad timing from him.
I mean, at least I think he handled it with grace. I think it would have been worse if he just was like trying to be like all macho and weird about it.
Yeah,
he was embarrassed.
Yeah, that's
Like, at least he wasn't like being like gross about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you're trying
to
say.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, at least he was like embarrassed. It was the first date. He was trying to make a good impression. He's farted.
I would do one more.
Low lit, dim, sexy. And if you're not feeling it, then it's over.
Then you've given it a fair shot.
And then you've got the fart ick. So the one rule we've learned today is clench those cheeks, you guys.
And clench.
Clench. Release. And clench. And release. And clench.
Hold.
Release.
And hold.
Hold, two, three, four. Release.
Release. Two, three, four.
Hold, two, three, four. Release. Two, three, four.
Brilliant.
I mean, my mum says when we go through menopause, we're going to lose control of our bowels.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I think after childbirth also.
Some women just start weeing themselves.
Yeah.
So I have to wear nappies and stuff.
It's just like when we're wearing pads.
Yeah, it's so fine. I mean,
bringing it back to the Bloody Marys.
If anything, that's a bit of comfort.
Yeah.
You know, if we're ever riding a line bike.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt the coccyx.
Bit of
nothing
padding.
Worse than a sore coccyx, is there?
It's cruel.
We'll both know.
Okay, gosh, lots of dates this week. I mean,
is it first date season? Because, oh no, actually, I guess it's hot girl summer, isn't it?
Spring, new relationships budding.
It's nice to date.
People are being social.
There's nothing worse than going on a date and it's freezing cold, yeah, stormy weather. Yeah, you know, dark at 6 p.m.
People are in good moods. They want to be social.
Well, it's easy to dress up. You don't have to wear a big coat.
So this lady is going to Amsterdam with a guy after one date.
Wow.
Hi girls, I am writing to you with my first dilemma since breaking up with my Brian of 10 years.
A big
congratulations.
Wow.
Me and Brian split up summer last year after being together from the ages of 16 to 26. I was completely heartbroken as he fell out of love with me and moved on pretty fast. We traveled the world together and even lived in Australia, but I came back home to live with my parents and be closer to my friends as I needed the emotional support.
Look, I'm proud of you. It wasn't the right path.
I've spent the last 8 months being on my own and healing from losing the love of my life. Who's not the love of your life? If it was the love of your life, you wouldn't have lost him.
Exactly. He's not the love of your life.
As I slowly started to get over the breakup, I started using Hinge.
Nice.
At first, I was using it to document my dating Wrapped, as I'd seen people do this on TikTok each year. I thought it would be a fun story.
Yeah.
After documenting my dates, I started to feel like I wanted to push myself out of my comfort zone and do it for the plot, as they say. I've always considered myself to be a spontaneous person, especially when spending the last few years traveling, and I wanted to get back to having fun trips away.
Mm-hmm.
As all of my besties are in long-term relationships, I thought I'd find my new travel buddy on a dating app.
Nice.
For one of my prompts on Hinge, I put, together we could buy the £99 voucher mystery holiday for our first date.
You know how fun that is.
After taking many applications, I finally found a guy who matched my energy and I actually liked for the first time since Brian.
Mm-hmm.
An amazing feeling also when you find someone you actually like.
Oh, just after that breakup. Wow.
We decided to go for drinks for our first date to be logical about things and make sure he's not crazy. But we hit it off straight away. We ended up getting really drunk and booking a few days away in Amsterdam. We're going next week. Wow.
This is giving movie magic as well.
We've been speaking every day since. He's even sent me a Google Doc and we are saving places we want to do and go on shared maps. However, my only worry about this is the first night. We land at 10 p.m.
Oh my God, you're sharing a room. I didn't even think about that. I forgot about that. Oh my God.
And we'll probably be getting to our hotel around 11 p.m. I asked him what he wanted to do on the first night. I suggested we go straight out and go for drinks.
Yeah.
He said that he'd rather get straight to bed as he doesn't want to waste the day hungover. I'd normally be in agreement, but my girl thoughts take over.
Yeah.
Does he expect me to walk into the hotel room sober, have a shower, do my 6-step skincare routine, get in my PJs, get into bed? Like, what's the vibe here?
Like, yeah, like we need to go in.
I would be overthinking so much. I'd be like, okay, so we're going to walk in with our suitcases in hand. What do we do then? We take off our shoes, take off our coats. Where do we sit on the bed?
Yeah,
what do we do
like,
then?
Can we at least go and get like a little pre-date? No, like a little date before the trip begins so I can like loosen up and relax into it. Because the fact
really
that the bed
tough.
Is just going to be sat there.
And you're going in just sober.
Sober. Let's
after
go
a
get
travel
a few
day.
Drinks. I get what he's saying, but it's like we're on this. We've done something crazy. We're not here to be sensible, Brian, are we? You think this is not the most sensible decision. We're here to go get a few drinks. We're in Amsterdam.
This sort of stuff happens months down the line. And he seems so chill about it, but I'm stressed. I'd much rather go out for drinks, get back a little bit tipsy, so I have the confidence to go back to our room together.
Yeah.
It's not even the sex I'm worried about, as we have a great connection.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that. It's the thought of doing my nighttime routine and having to be comfortable with him straight away that worries me, as you will not find me sleeping in my makeup. Yeah, of course. Should not be sleeping in your makeup.
Absolutely not. Worst thing for your skin.
Help, girls. Am I overthinking this and should I just be chill and go with the flow, as that was the intention of this trip anyway?
Yeah.
Or are my feelings valid and I should push him to go out the first night and have some drinks rather than going straight to bed?
Yeah. I mean,
I am so, so excited for this trip, but the thought of the first evening is stressing me out.
You've got this.
I know it'll be fine when we wake up in the first morning. Love you both. Thank you. Oh, there's her Hinge prompt. Oh, no. She looks beautiful.
Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Oh, no. She's so pretty. I love that dress too.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This is fine.
This is going to be amazing.
Just channel easy breezy.
You know what you need to channel? It's only awkward if I make it awkward. It's only awkward if I feel awkward. It's only embarrassing if I get embarrassed. You need to just channel that energy. And also you've got to remember, he's going to be there too.
He's going to be shitting himself.
Having some thoughts of like, oh, okay, we're in the room. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's going to be wanting to make this chill and go with the flow. And he might even realize then like, oh yeah, should we head out? You know, he's maybe not thinking about the logic of what this is going to, I don't know. I would be exactly the same. I'd be thinking, oh my God, okay, so we're going to get to the hotel. We're going to check. It's going to be so awkward. We're going to walk into those rooms with our suitcases. It's going to be so awkward. But I think you're going to have warmed up. You could have some drinks on the plane. You're going to be excited. It's going to be like, well, this is so funny. You're going to be laughing. There might be a mini fridge in the room. Just try and have fun. Play some music.
Turn the TV on. You know, let's get some noise in here.
Even maybe some room service. And I think you'll have an amazing time.
I think you're meant to be, you're there to have fun.
Yeah.
Walk in. Oh my God. Woo.
Where should I
put my suitcase?
Yeah.
Over here. Okay. I'm just going to take my makeup off, be right back, you know, I'm just gonna have a shower, come on in and hi.
Yeah.
Just the allure, exude confidence. This was your idea. You're gonna have so much
just
fun.
Just own it.
Listen, you could get in that room and go, I think we should go out for some drinks. You tell him. I'm gonna freshen up and we're gonna get some drinks.
Why not?
What's he gonna say? No, we should stay here and rest.
No, he's not.
He's not gonna say that.
We should rest.
Big exploration day tomorrow. Okay, we're going for some drinks. I'm gonna freshen
up. Yeah, let's
go. I'm gonna put on my little kitten heels.
Let's rally the troops.
Yeah, that's things that I think I would leave it at that. And then when we get to that room, be like, I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
And hungry.
I could do with the quench my thirst.
I could do with a drink. I think we should go out.
Even go downstairs to the bar.
Downstairs to the hotel, restaurant, bar.
Yeah.
Because there's loads of places at Amsterdam all around the corner. Yeah. A little cute, cozy. And then you can just like connect on that first night.
You could even just suggest like if he is being funny about not wanting to get drunk on the first night, you could say, should we just go for a little walk? Just see where we are. Just see. And then you
can just stumble
in somewhere, have a bite.
You know, at least just say, I need some food. You're going to have to eat. You're not going to have had dinner. Like, what do you think you're going to do, not eat? Mm. We need to go and grab some food, Stephen.
And have some fun.
And then you go like, oh, I think I'm going to get an Aperol. What about you? A beer for the milady?
A beer for my gentleman?
A beer for my gentleman. There you go. And then he's like, oh, another one, please.
Yeah,
there
another round. Here we go.
Then he's relaxed.
And now, should we go back to the room? Hell yeah, let's go back.
Have they kissed?
I don't know.
You guys are so excited.
A lot of happening on this trip.
You could at least have that first kiss, you know, outside of the room.
Yeah. Otherwise, first kiss is going to lead to a lot.
Yes. And then just make sure you're connecting.
It's going to be, just remember, it's going to be fun.
You're there to have fun.
Yeah. You've been in a 10-year relationship. You never imagined that you'd be doing such things like 5 years ago.
You are so wild and crazy. And
you're living
fun.
Your dreams.
You think this is going to be the best story to tell your grandkids.
Yeah.
Step on that plane with the biggest smile on your face.
It's going to be so good.
You are cooler than everyone.
Than
How
all
cool
of us.
Are you? We've never done anything like that.
Never.
How cool are you? That's so
We're
cool.
We're so proud of you.
That is amazing. Oh my God, I want to go to Amsterdam.
I love these vibes. Wow, second date, yeah. We're on holiday.
I want to drink. It's confident. I want to drink. I'm going to freshen up. So I suggest you do the same.
Mm. Don't get comfy.
Yeah, get up. Like, what? We've not been in a 10-year relationship. This is our second date. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do this.
We need sleep. Yeah.
Amen.
And then just own your skincare routine. It's sexy.
Oh, he's gonna love
self-care.
It.
Self-care is sexy.
Yeah. You'll probably ask for some moisturizer too.
Yeah, and then
got any face mask I can use?
Put it on his face. Kiss him.
Got any spot cream? Sure have.
There you go. You guys are gonna connect. It's gonna be gorgeous.
Happy holidays.
Please let us know how that goes.
Should I find us a quote?
Yes, please. Shall I have a look too? Oh, I feel like I'm about to take a trip to Amsterdam.
Me too. Let's hop on a flight. Oh, wait, I like this one. It's literally so true for that girl we just read out.
Yeah.
The quote is, what's the best that could happen?
Oh, there we go. You know,
know, you guys, you could get pregnant on this trip and you could have his baby and you could be together for another 10 years, you guys. He could propose to you.
On this trip.
You could elope. So much.
In Amsterdam.
How cool is that? You guys, you crazy kids, you keep us young.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Yay! Thank you for emailing in. You can email your dilemmas to hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
You can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom, TikTok. If you did not know, it is on YouTube. You can watch it visually, as the visualizers will know.
And if you would like an extra episode every single week, you can get it over on Patreon. Every single Monday, we have brand new episodes over there.
We do. So we'll see you next Monday or next Wednesday.
Love ya.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.